You're listening to the Effective Statistician Podcast, a weekly podcast with Alexander Schacht and Benjamin Pieske, designed to help you reach your potential, lead great science, and serve patients without becoming overwhelmed by work. This is the last episode of 2022, and as this goes live, it's just a few days away from Christmas. And wherever you are in the world, hopefully you have a great break. So in this podcast episode, I will talk a little bit about the future and what kind of exciting things are coming up in 2023. So stay tuned and now some music. As you're listening to this, maybe you are thinking about Christmas presents, or maybe you have listen to this since the new year and you think about the Christmas presents that you received. Maybe you can give yourself a Christmas present, something to invest in yourself. For that, Gary and myself created Winning with Words and Graphs, the Effective Statistician Presentation Data Visualization Masterclass. It gives you lots of actionable advice to become a better presenter, and especially to become a better presenter of data using more effective data visualizations. So check out our masterclass. Just head over to The Effective Statistician and check for all the products, all the courses that we offer. So check that out. I'm producing this podcast in association with PSI, a community dedicated to leading and promoting the use of statistics within the healthcare industry for the benefit of patients. Join PSI today to further develop your statistical capabilities with access to the video on demand content library, free registration to all PSI webinars, and much, much more. The reduced rate is only £20. For non-high income countries and only £95 for high income countries. So this time of the year is perfect. Put a reminder for beginning of January into your calendar, become a PSI member, and you can benefit from all the different things for the whole of 2023. So head over to psiweb.org to learn more about it and become a PSI member for the whole year of 2023. Now, as we are turning from 2022, which was a pretty exciting year for me, going solo in the late of this year, into 2023, where I'm looking for a lot of opportunities. And I don't know whether all of these will work out. And never know. Maybe lots of things go south and you find myself being employed again. But maybe a lot of things really do work out. And what I've already prepared for now in the last months, there's a lot of pretty cool thing. So on one hand, I'm, of course, doing a couple of nice consulting jobs, which is pretty cool. I'm really hopefully working together with some great people across the industry. I'm helping some companies to develop specific training for their people, for their project lead statisticians and things like that. I help companies to more effectively deliver these nasty tables that you need for the HDA submission in Germany, these UMNOC tables, so to say. If you have never worked on that, you don't know, but this is a huge amount of work for each and every submission. So whenever you need a new indication, if you have a new approval, there's a lot of work to be done just for Germany to get it through the reimbursement system in Germany. And so if you're working on that, just reach out to me and I can help you how you can streamline that, how you can make it really effective, and how you can get it done either within your company or as a service to your company with probably higher speed, more quality, and also less cost. Which sounds weird, but yeah, because most people just don't know. do it the wrong way. I've talked about this here probably already a couple of times, but now that I'm on my own, I can actually help lots of companies in that regard. So if you want to have help in that regard, just reach out to me. Of course, I also do a lot of consulting in terms of data visualization. That's just fun for me to help companies with better data visualization. And there is so much going out there that is improvable. Let's say it that way. Yeah. Even when I think about what's published on LinkedIn, what I see popping up in journals, come on, we can do better than just these kind of standard Excel figures. I think that is there's really a lot of opportunity. By the way, if you're really interested in data visualization, then check out the wonderful Wednesday webinar series from the Visualization Special Interest Group, which I will invest also more into next year. So if you don't know about this, head over to psiweb.org, look for the SIGs, the Special Interest Groups, and look for the last one, which is the Visualization Special Interest Group. And there you can find out all about this amazing webinar series where you can learn hands-on how to create or improve data visualizations with data that we always use in clinical trials. So that's another point. I'm also looking into improving the reputation of statistics functions. So I'm working together with an outstanding person, Beth Manning, who was here on the show talking about change management, and we want to help statistics functions, statistics groups, to improve their reputation, to improve their branding, to improve how they are perceived overall in the business. So if you're a group leader or if you're a department head and there is this kind of so much we could do more just if we would have consistently a seat at the table, if consistently people would notice what we are delivering. If you want to step up your game there, if you want to become a really strong brand within your company, then reach out to me. I'd love to help more statistics organizations have the reputation that they actually should have. I think very often the reputation is more about being, so to say, table monkeys, the nerds, and I think that's not what we deserve. We need to be seen as strategic partners. And if you think you can, maybe you're there already and maybe you really make sure that everybody gets it within the business, which, by the way, probably also helps you when it's about discussions about headcounts, discussions about money for training, for travel, all these kind of different things. Yeah. If you have a strong brand as a group, as a function, as a department, these things really help you to negotiate them in a better position. That's one thing. There's another interesting thing that I'm looking into, and that is helping organizations streamline and automate their processes. So I have some partners here that come out of highly complex but highly streamlined industry, automotive. It's really crazy. There is so many different deliverables that you need to be at the same time, in the same place to build a car. There's so many kind of this around the world. It's highly complex, yet they make it to have these kind of pretty individualized products coming at the right time out of the factories. And there I have two not good friends where we are working together to help take the learnings of how they actually do that into our area. And so that we also can work more effectively with better processes and drive things forward faster. potentially even with a couple of different automation things. Okay, so that is for a couple of the different bigger things. Ah, there's one other thing that I missed. Safety. Safety, I think, is such a growing topic for us. There's a lot of further requirements that are coming out. The regulators always have looked really carefully, but there's more coming. There's the final rule from the FDA, and there's the aggregated safety analytics planning process. Pretty long word, where, by the way, there will be a nice episode with Greg Ball coming in the future. And with Greg, I am also working together to help companies get all the safety stuff in place so that they can sleep relaxed because they know they have everything under control and all the regulations is sorted out. If you're working for big companies that have this specific safety stats area, that's probably not so much of a concern for you. But if you're working in a smaller company, then Greg and I, we can help you do these things effectively and get, by the way, also some nice tools for exploring your data visualization and explaining your data, exploring your data about safety with visualizations, and also telling your safety story effectively using data visualizations. Okay, one other thing that I'm really, really excited about, and I don't know whether this will work out because it's a completely new thing, is I want to create a platform where patients advocacy groups can meet us statisticians. And where we can talk about the latest research that is out there and help patient advocacy groups and the people that, you know, post about these indications online, on social media, the bloggers, the social media influencers, all these people, to help them understand the strengths and the limitations of the latest research. As I said, I don't know whether that will work out, but I would love this. I think it, for us statisticians, then listening into these kind of discussions, listening into what are the questions of the patients, listening into what the how we currently kind of communicate and how understandable this is for patients, will be really cool. So this, of course, that will be by indication or something like this, or we'll look into certain therapeutic areas for the different patient groups. Not sure where we actually start with, but probably something that I'm a little bit more knowledgeable about. So if that works out, that will be absolutely fantastic. Okay, and then after all these kind of collaborations, new services and stuff like this, there is, drumroll, the Effective Statistician Academy coming in 2023. So this is probably the first announcement that I'm making about this. I'm working for a couple of weeks or months now on creating this academy. What is the Effective Statistician Academy? So it basically consists of two parts. The first is, in late April 2023, we will have a big event. It will be probably something like a 5-hour event of presentations, Q&A, breaks, whatsoever, everything, where we talk about all kind of different topics related to becoming an effective statistician. And I already have a couple of really outstanding presenters lined up. I myself will be presenting as well, but we'll cover lots of different topics. That is one part of it. And this part will be free. Everybody can attend. And then the second part of it will be, we will launch a series of different trainings that help you become better as a statistician. We'll have trainings about leadership, about knowledge. We'll have trainings about innovative ways to analyze data, to design studies, all these kind of different things that you would be looking for. And there's some really cool topics out there that are coming up. So stay tuned. This will be so cool. So that will all come together. And so there will be this nice homepage where you can then see, oh, this is interesting. And you can enroll into the different courses. Of course, they will not be for free. Maybe some, but most will not be for free because that all I want to do it really professionally and really high quality, and that only works if there is some money involved. So plan for a little bit of money in your training budget so that you can benefit from these courses. Still want to make them really nice from a cost perspective. Whether I run this big event in April purely online or online and on site, I don't know yet. That depends a little bit on whether I find the right location to do it also live, so to say. It would be so cool to do it live. Now that we don't need to worry too much about COVID anymore, it would be pretty cool. But as this is my first kind of bigger event, I'm also a little bit worried about how to run things like that. I'll definitely do another launch then later 2023. Timing probably end of September, as then want to roll out further courses. We'll create another event with lots of different speakers. So wait for more news around this. There are some outstanding, world-class, well-known presenters that will be in there. It would be a wide variety of different topics. So stay tuned for that. You'll hear a lot about this in the next 4 months up to the event happening then end of April. Okay, that said, one last thing, of course. Oh, by the way, the podcast will of course continue, yeah? And I will also continue to post regularly, probably even more regularly than in the past, on my LinkedIn profile. So if you don't yet follow me on LinkedIn, head over to LinkedIn, search for Alexander Schacht and follow me. There's also on these LinkedIn profiles is this bell icon. If you click on that, some people say if you ring the bell, then you will be notified of all the posts that I'm doing. And I do restrict myself to posting helpful, valuable content. So there will be lots of tips and tricks and techniques of how to be a better statistician. I've already written lots of these and I will post these over the time. I'm also looking into doing some more publication work, not so much in terms of submitting to the typical journals, but actually more thinking about maybe even publishing something like an ebook. So stay tuned for that as well. Next year, I will also, or maybe actually by the time this goes live, hopefully already started, the Effective Statistician and Data Science community. So what is this community? This community is a way to become a leader, improve your influencing skills on a kind of, let's say, low investment level. Yeah, low investment, especially from your time perspective. The number reason why people don't enroll into the Effective Statistician Leadership Program, or my flagship program that I'm running together with Gary, is that people don't have time. And so I've designed this leadership community to be really low key. You will get every week a new video, something like 5 to 15 minutes, where I will talk to you about leadership. And you can then look at that at any time. And additionally, you will have the opportunity twice a month to participate in free coaching call with me, where we talk about all kind of different leadership aspects, where you can ask questions, where we'll have discussions about this. Twice, because I want to have one of these calls in my morning, so European time before lunch, and one in the afternoon. That then helps that people from Asia, Australia can also participate in the morning one, and people from the US can participate in my afternoon, so that would be US morning. This is of course something that I want to also have from a price low key. Yeah, so it will be a no-brainer to enroll in this. The price for that is just 8.99 euros. So 8.99 euros. Or in other words, 8 euros and 99 cents. VAT, of course, so taxes. So head over to the Effective Statistician. You can find there a link to the community and have a look whether that is something for you to improve your leadership skills. If you're already in the leadership program or have attended there, you'll get that anyway for free. So don't worry about that. Last point, of course, the leadership program will continue. As we have the academy launches, we will at the same time also launch that. And so if you want to enroll into this and in this with the masterminds, of course, these small group discussions, then you can do that either in April or in September next year. If you want to enroll into the leadership program without masterminds, so completely self-learning, have a look into all the exercises yourself. By the way, we have currently added some more material about this in the leadership program. Then you can, do that anytime. You can just head over to theeffectivestatistician.com, check for the courses that we provide, and enroll into the Effective Statistician Leadership Program. And of course, with inflation over time, the prices will increase. So have a look into this so make sure that you get the best price. Finally, we are running a lot of specific leadership programs for companies. So actually most of the students now come through small, big companies across the industry. And a lot of these companies do it on repeat basis. Yes, they have each year 30, 40, 50 statisticians get into the program and go together through it. So if you're working in a big company that doesn't yet offer the Effective Statistician, reach out to me, reach out to your management, and we then roll something out for you specifically. We have, as the pandemic is now more and more ending, changed our approach here. In the past, during the pandemic, of course, we have done everything virtual. Everything. Now we are doing it also in a more hybrid way. So if your company wants to do, for example, I don't know, your company has some statisticians in the US, some statisticians in Europe, then we can also facilitate that. Gary runs the things directly in the US on site, and I run it in Europe. And we also can customize it to the specific needs of the companies. That is also lots of companies are now asking us for, and so that's yet another opportunity. So I'm really, really excited for 2023, and you can expect a lot of things from the Effective Statistician as courses, as webinars, as books, as tips, as LinkedIn posts, all these different things. Because now it's really more or less my full-time job. Of course, also doing consultancy, but this is really the big fun part, and now I can invest much more time into it. I'm really so excited to work together with you and help you become an effective statistician that deserves and gets the credit that you deserve. Okay, with that, hope you had a nice year. All the best for your Christmas period. May you get lots of presents and have a great time with your family, with your loved ones. If you don't celebrate Christmas, then hopefully have a nice break and speak to you in the new year. This show was created in association with PSI. Thanks to Rain and her team at VVS, who helped with the show in the background. And thank you for listening. Reach your potential, lead great science, and serve patients. Just be an effective statistician.